8 a.m. Lots in our next hour. Stand by.
Everybody beats Joe. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden loses in every Republican matchup we asked about in our latest Fox poll, and Donald Trump's lead with Republican voters is growing.
Former President Donald Trump has a more than 4-to-1 lead on the nearest GOP hopeful. But the poll shows no matter the GOP nominee, President Joe Biden potentially falls short. He's bested by the former president 50-46%, by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis 50-45%, and by Ambassador Nikki Haley with the widest margin, 52-41%.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. 66% of Americans say they side more with Israel than Palestinians in the war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. At least six police officers are injured in a pro-Palestinian protest outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters in D.C. Some of those protesters tell Fox they were chanting peacefully when officers threw them to the ground. President Biden calls it a constructive face-to-face conversation with China's President Xi.
President Biden and his Chinese counterpart establishing an anti-drug cooperation group.
We're taking action to significantly reduce the flow of precursor chemicals and pill presses from China to the Western Hemisphere. The
synthetic opioids trafficking at the U.S. southern border has led to a surge of U.S. overdose deaths. Another agreement.
We're reassuming military-to-military contacts, direct contacts.
The two leaders met for 4 hours outside San Francisco on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, also vowing to work together to assess the risk and safety impact of artificial intelligence. From APEC in San Francisco, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Biden addresses that summit today. New unemployment claims are up 13,000 to 231,000 last week. That's the most since August. The Labor Department also reports the number of people currently on unemployment is the highest since March. America's listening to Fox News.
Can you trust the government to protect you? We have political chaos, high inflation, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to call Oxford Gold Group. Whether you want to diversify against inflation or have gold on hand, you need to visit jessekellygold.com. Protect yourself with a visit to jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
About 5,000 workers at more than 200 Starbucks stores in the U.S. are expected to be on strike today. One of the busiest of the year, Red Cup Days, when the coffee chain gives away reusable cups to customers ordering holiday-themed drinks.
Starbucks workers united, saying the protest is over the company's refusal to negotiate over staffing and other issues. As Starbucks maintains, the union has declined for months to meet with them on contract talks. The walkout also after Starbucks gave all non-union employees a 3-5% raise and better benefits, increases that union employees didn't get because, as the rules say, it wasn't negotiated for.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The FBI is digging for bodies possibly buried by the Gambino crime family at farms in upstate New York.
The two farms are 5 miles apart in New York's Orange County and came to the FBI's attention after agents received a tip from a source. A backhoe is being used to dig up the farms, and workers could be seen using shovels as well. 10 reputed members of the Gambino crime family were indicted last week, charged with using violence to take over New York City's garbage hauling and demolition industry. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The awards for Major League Baseball's Best Pitchers of the Year are announced.
Padres pitcher Blake Snell scoring the National League Cy Young Award, the seventh pitcher in MLB history to win the honor in both the NL and AL.
It means the work I'm putting in is it's paying off, it's working, and got to keep chasing it.
Snell beating out Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks and Logan Webb of the Giants. In the American League, it was a unanimous decision as Yankees ace Gerrit Cole scores his first career Cy Young.
It validates like a lot of the hard work that I've put in over the years and a lot of hard work that goes in behind the scenes.
Audio courtesy of MLB Network, Cole earning the honor over Sonny Gray of the Twins and Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays.
That's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois College of Fine and Applied Arts making plans for a major renovation. College seeking an approval from the state for its $111 million expansion. It'll reimagine the nearly 70-year-old art and design building and add on to the outside. Plan includes more public space connecting to the Cranard Art Museum and Seibel Center and creating a common area. One central Illinois town giving community members insight to how much damage storms can cause. A public hearing was held at Gibson City Elementary School. It showed community members the findings from a drainage study. The city wants to set goals for improving issues like flooding and storm damage. Voters in Champaign County will have another place to drop off their ballots next year. Champaign County Clerk and Recorder Aaron Ammons, with the help of the Champaign Park District, cut the ribbon Tuesday morning for a new ballot drop box at the Martin Center. The Champaign Fitness Center on the north side opened last year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim Miller, ESPN 93.5. Our meteorologist, Greg Soyer, gets, high marks. Because the weather's nice, I'm just going to credit the weatherman every now and then. And meteorologist Greg Soyer has jumped on now. And I tell you what, I can't remember lunch yesterday, but I don't remember November this nice. This has really been nice.
Yes, it certainly has, and probably at least into the first half, go into the books as one of the warmer spells that we have had around here. And in fact, we can go back here and take a look at just a year ago here on the 16th of November, 35, the high, 31 was the low. Back a year ago. So there's a nice change of pace for you. Those kind of temperatures, those 30s may be with us here at some point for our highs over the course of the holiday weekend around here next week. So be ready for the change. The change will get us back to more seasonal levels here. Kind of a stair-step downward mode, unfortunately. But we'll get into that over the course of tomorrow and into the weekend. But lots of sunshine expected until that point. And for folks looking and clamoring for a little more rain, we'll get that early next week as well. And maybe a little snow into parts of the plains and upper Midwest, western Corn Belt. Don't think it's going to be a big deal there, at least within about a day's drive of East Central Illinois, if you have holiday plans in mind. Already, 43 at Willard and Savoy, 39 at Rantoul, 42 at Danville, 39 Bloomington Normal. Temperatures will come up smartly for the day today when we ought to be about 50 this time of the year. 67 with a partly cloudy sky, increasing south wind. There'll be a little rain and a cold front after midnight tonight, low down to 51. That's the normal high this time of the year, practically. Tomorrow, not much of a real climb to about 56 in readings by actually slide a little bit in the afternoon. A partly sunny afternoon, a little rain in the morning, no big deal with fall field work in mind, the last of which hopefully you're getting complete today. Down tomorrow night to 27 as skies clear off. Sunshine cooler, 51 here, about 47, 48 for the ball game out in Iowa on Saturday. We'll be up to about 54 here on Sunday, not bad. And rain breaks out late Monday into Tuesday. 40s for Tuesday, near 40 Wednesday. Don't think we'll get much past about 38 and maybe a snowflake first thing on Thanksgiving morn. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soyer.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now, award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. What the heck, man? Where's Gorville, Illinois?
About 15 miles south of Marion.
Have you seen any Al Gore sightings?
Lake of Egypt down there.
I think Al Gore bought that and called it Gorville, didn't he? If I've got my history.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful down there.
So you are you sitting somewhere, like in a stand? How does this work?
Well, I will be tomorrow. Right now, I'm sitting in the RV. We take the smoker out, put the ATV in, and come down here and have fun. In Illinois, there's 150,000 deer approximately killed every year during deer season.
Well, I mean, what happens if we don't shoot the deer? Don't they hit a bunch of cars even more? I mean, that's a real problem.
They'll eat themselves out. They'll do more damage to crops, cars. We've got to control the population.
Okay, so Tim's out there helping, doing his part on that part. Okay, but we were talking about grilling for
And I kind of have a venison question. Do you ever prepare that type of meat, Tim?
That's what we're going to discuss.
Oh.
Smoked venison, summer sausage? What the heck?
Wow.
That's too many steps for me. If I can't go unwrap it in a package, it's really a lot. So how would I...
Well, Well, we'll shift the gear for you real quick. Yes, you can do the ribeye of the deer, which people call the back strap. You can just take that out. You can put it in foil with some onions, peppers, garlic, butter, and just set it on the fire and cook it that way to about 130, 140 degrees. You want it rare. Venison is best rare, but it's lean and it's healthy meat. Otherwise, mix it with 50-50 with pork. Get a curing kit from Rural King or someplace like that. Cure it, and then you can smoke it. When you smoke it, you'll want to smoke your sausage to about 165 degrees, 160 degrees.
And you've done all that, Tim. Have you done that? And then how do you keep it? And can you freeze it? And I can eat it next summer. Or how does that work?
I hoard it. I don't. I try to hide as much as I can.
I mean, was it compared to like the beef jerky? I know what that tastes like.
It's better. Oh. It's a summer sausage. It's got flavor. When you smoke it, again, smoke is an ingredient, so we're adding an ingredient to it, and it's just wonderful meat.
We're gonna have to get something posted to dedicated ESO and or Gale Forex Trucking website and Stevie J Broadcasting Tribe, just to get some of the things we talk about in writing, because there are a lot of people that hear stuff and go, "Wait a minute, how do I?
What kind of ingredients? Yeah. What's the temperature and all of that? Like, get some recipes going, Tim. What do you think of that idea?
I think we need to do that.
I think we do. And then we need to have you come to the radio station someday and have a couple samples.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Beat
know what I'm
us.
Talking about? Know what I'm talking about?
We like that.
Huh? Anyway, all right, so that's an idea. We talked about making the turkey. What's your plan? Are you smoking your turkey?
I'm smoking. I think Donna told me I was doing 4 or 5.
I don't know.
Man. Donna told you. Okay. That's exactly right.
Voluntold.
We know who's calling the audibles here. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
I'll find out when I get back. This is an annual trip, and I haven't decided yet if she lets me come here or if she makes me come here.
Could be a little of both.
Exactly.
All right, my friend. How are things at Dedicated Diesel, home of the Dixie Chopper, the fastest lawnmower in the world? Things good there?
It is great. I was in the shop just the other day, and they have some machines that they've got in for service and repair, and Andy does a great job with that. We've got some new machines available for sale, and the prices are just ridiculous.
Okay, if you want, but the big thing there, ridiculously low. But the big thing there is service. If you have a business, the first question I would ask on something like that is, how often's the lawnmower break, and who fixes it? And so you've got that right now, and that's a big deal. When you buy, you know, you can go up to Home Depot, Menards, something, buy something outside. Mm-hmm. Well, then what? Then what? You're still spending like
thousands. You bought the dream. Now you've got to act.
I'm telling you what. You could go buy something comparably priced to the Dixie Chopper, the prices you've got on them now. And now I got somebody I can call. I can call Andy, man. I can say, hey, and boom, that's huge. That Dedicated Diesel's got your service. They're local. That's what you want. Gale Forex Trucking, we found our, what do you say? We need to kind of over the, what is it called, over the route? Some local guy? You have a driver? You need one more driver?
We need one more over-the-road regional driver.
Okay. That means you stay close.
Those guys are home every weekend. Oof. They're home every weekend. Make great money. Benefits. All of that good stuff.
Yeah. Might have to see if I can look into this. Which one's reverse again? Oh, yeah. Okay. Tim, good luck. Stay safe. Thank you for all you do for Gale Forex Trucking Dedicated Diesel. You the man.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Talk soon. Happy Thanksgiving. That's Tim Onstott, Dedicated Diesel, Gale Forex Trucking. We appreciate him on with his smoke show.
Absolutely.
On the Tappan's Towing phone line, now we go to our morning sports, and Luke Altmaier's been named the starter.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words. You know, you work so hard for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you try to control what you can control. But obviously kind of had it in my head, you know, for a long time, and, you know, just really thankful that Coach B went with me. I'm very honored, very blessed.
Luke Altmaier will be the starting quarterback. If it were an election, it would have been John Paddock. There's just no doubt the people.
Yes.
But remember, we don't know squat about We don't.
And
we have no idea.
As Mitch texted in to 359-2255, we got to trust this guy. He's making millions of dollars to make that decision.
Yeah.
I guarantee he wants to win more than any of us.
And there's no doubt.
Coach Brett Bielema, thank you for the comments.
He's also looking toward the future.
Yeah.
And we got two more years of Altmaier. Everybody wants, I mean, I want him to stay.
Because John Paddock is like a fifth-year
senior. I think 6 year. He came because his legacy.
Right.
He wanted to compete for the starting job. He's a walk-on.
Was down at Ole Miss.
He's a walk-on. Mm-hmm. Somebody give the man some money.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be a walk-on.
I didn't realize
Can you imagine
that.
Setting the all-time record Memorial Stadium and being designated as a walk-on?
Over 500 yards.
You've got to give him a walk. You've got to give him money. You've got to scholarship that guy for the record. Because that'll stand ever. Who's the only walk-on to set the Memorial Stadium record for passing?
Wow.
What?
That's cool. But I mean...
But he has said, if I threw for 2 yards and we won, I'd be happy. And
yeah.
He said, and I'm serious. So I promise you, he is all supportive of Luke Altmaier, like we probably all should be, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be there in case we need him.
That's right.
Otherwise, let's go beat Iowa with whoever's back there.
That's 2:30 on Saturday in Iowa City. And then we've got the last home game of the season. You need to be making arrangements now. Northwestern on Saturday, the 25th. Illinois beats St. Peter's with women's basketball at 2-1 on the season. 103-33, 11,500-plus fans on their 7th anniversary of the field trip day with tip-off yesterday at 11 a.m. And Kendall Bostic with her 20th double-double. Peebles had 16 points. We've got Notre Dame. They're ranked number 16, and I forget who they beat.
Northwestern.
It was Northwestern. Yeah. It was like 105-52.
Only 50 points.
Whoa!
Yeah. That's next. All right, we've got Fox Business coming up. A coat drive we want to tell you about with the Elks, stand by about coat drive because your closet's full. You need some help getting rid of them. There's people that are cold. Stand by.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you looking for something this holiday season for your customers that can say thank you from you, but at the same time showcase your business and their support? The hunt is over. We offer custom wrapped coolers and lasered mugs, tumblers, water bottles in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Call us at Aftershock, 833-DECAL-IT, or look us up online, AftershockDD.com. That's AftershockDD.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at FightingIllini.com.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market appears to be still holding up. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose to 231,000 last week. It is an increase in the highest level in 3 months, but still in the range of a healthy job market. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, also rose to 1.86 million. Another report on manufacturing in the Philadelphia region found a smaller decline than predicted, down 5.9%. Expectations for Walmart were very high. The stock is slumping. Even though its sales rose and earnings topped predictions, Wall Street was expecting a stronger forecast for the holiday season from Walmart. Macy's topped expectations, and that stock is higher. Children's Place shares are losing ground. Sales declined in recent months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jeannie Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by the president of the public affairs firm, Cavalry, and co-host of the Ruthless podcast, Josh Holmes, as we discuss Senator Tim Scott's exit from the GOP presidential primary race and the impact Democratic victories on Election Day 2023 will have on Biden's re-election campaign in 2024. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Turn our cameras. We are on Facebook Live.
Yeah,
and also
Mary,
YouTube.
You're on TV. How about that?
Yeah, Mary Lemming. Looks like you're, second year college? That's how you look. You look good here today,
yeah,
Mary.
Right.
CU Elks 2497, Kids Winter Coats Coordinator. Did you miss a meeting? Is that how you got the coordinator job?
Right.
Nope.
Well, good
I
for you.
I volunteer.
Good for you. All right, so what is the Elks 2497, CU Elks? Coat drive. How are you doing it? What can I do to help you?
Just get it out there to the public. This is our fifth year that we've coordinated with the Urbana Lodge FOP,
okay.
Urbana Police Department.
You bet.
We actually just do a monetary collection. Those who want to give $5, $1, $20 to the cause of for them to purchase coats.
Okay.
And what we bring in through our lodge and their guests and our members, we turn that money over to them.
You know, Mary, a lot of kids don't wear coats these days.
Do they not have them, or is it not cool?
My granddaughters are one of them.
Why?
They just feel like they're in and out of the car to the building. They don't think about emergency situations or anything like that.
It's just more comfortable to have a coat on. Anyway,
Then for us, because we're older.
I wasn't allowed to leave the house unless I had a coat on.
Right. But
there you go. Okay. All right, so we give money. That just makes it easy. How would they give money? We go online? How's that work?
Nope. You can go to the Elks Lodge, located at 903 North Dunlap in Savoy, behind Old Orchard Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
You can mail, if you want to mail a check, to 903, the same 903 North Dunlap. Make out your checks to the CU Elks. And end of December, the monetary drive runs from, it started last Friday, November 10th, and it will end December 10th.
Okay. And if you want to pass by the Elks Lodge, I see Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8,
right
behind Old Orchard Bowling. You can hit that buzzer and go inside those two doors. Colin's always there. He's awesome. And you can make a monetary donation that way. Explain how Shop with the Cop then works.
Okay, Shop with a Cop actually is a separate program from what the part of the FOP does. They've got two divisions of it, and I'm working with the other division.
Okay.
Shop with a Cop is when they take the kids out to, like, they used to do Farm and Fleet. I don't know if they still do them. They do their toys and get them what they need.
It's a cool program.
This is basically the FOP takes money. And they will take coats. It's not that they won't accept coats. So if you have any used coats in your closet and you want to donate them that way, I would suggest just take them to the Urbana Police Department, leave them at the front desk and say they're for Paige Bennett.
Okay.
That's the officer that I've been working
with.
Okay, with
the Fraternal Order of Police,
yes,
FOP.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So they use the coats, basically, she was explaining it to me a couple of weeks ago. When they go out and buy some, if they need to buy to restock, the officers also always have them there if they need a call, if they get a call from a social worker saying, hey, come such and such address, and it's a very cold night,
they'll grab a coat and they'll have it.
Okay.
Kid needs a coat. You know, there's these kids, for instance, if DCFS gets involved somehow, cop has to show up or whatever.
That's right.
Nice of you guys. All right, Mary Lemon, we appreciate it. See you, Elks. $24.97 kids winner coats. We're trying to raise money and with the FOP 17 in Urbana. We thank you for coming in. Good to see
you. Thank you very much
for helping children and people.
CU Elks Club also has a Facebook page, so you can hit up that with all the details.
Super good. Thank you so much. Mary Lemon, ESPN 93.5.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
We have a Stever, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to GoStever.com. I am giving some people, several of you, a complete vehicle inspection at PDR Automotive in Urbana. John Marshall and his team, they will take you through the rigors. Actually, not you. They take your vehicle. They hook it up. They got these fancy schmancy machines. And they give you a printout of the status of your vehicle. What do you need to be thinking about later? Maybe you need something now. Maybe not. I think it's an unbelievable way to sell your vehicle if you want to sell it yourself kind of thing, because then you have a printout of the status of everything and you fix whatever might need it. So I pay for the inspection. It's $100. And then I kick in another $100 bill if you choose to get anything done that needs help. So it's a $200 value, and I'm giving them away today. You have two requirements. You must make an appointment to get this done within 7 days. And then when you're done, you must fill out your survey thoughtfully, thinking about things that would make PDR Automotive better. They're on Cunningham and Urbana, right next to the Blossom Basket Floors. And this is our offer today, and it's free. Thousands of you joined our club because you've realized it's a radio guy giving away stuff, and he's could be a little whacked out to offer such things. We have fun with it, and we enjoy it. So go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and get in on this.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you.
That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Well, we normally have John Decker on every Thursday at 7:35 since he was with the president and at the San Francisco meeting with President Xi from China and President Biden. So John Decker will join us in moments. He'll be coming up live. I think he's still in San Francisco this morning. I think everybody else left, but he remains. Anyway, we'll talk to John Decker. That'll be next, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:30 now.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A pro-Palestinian protest turned violent last night. Six Capitol police officers injured with one arrest after the crowd tried to rush the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Lawmakers evacuated. The Capitol put on lockdown. President Biden in San Francisco after his sit-down with China's President Xi with his thoughts on the Israel-Hamas war.
I can tell you, I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution. I made it clear to the Israelis, I think it's a big mistake for them to think they're going to occupy Gaza.
Presidents Biden and Xi agreed for China to cut the flow of fentanyl, limit AI in weapons, and reopen the military hotline. Nikki Haley emerges as the number two to Donald Trump in the GOP presidential race. But an Emerson College, New Hampshire poll also finds Haley beats Joe Biden bigger than all the candidates. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. City of Champaign being recognized by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation for a 12th year in a row. City earned the highest possible score on the foundation's Municipal Equity Index for its inclusive LGBTQ laws, policies, and services. Rockford and Chicago are the only other cities in Illinois to receive a perfect score. Eastern Illinois University concluding that the men's swim team violated EIU's hazing policy. University launched an investigation in September following credible reports of hazing. The team suspended after it was determined the first-year student-athletes compelled to participate in traditions that included creating PowerPoint presentations on topics that were inappropriate, harmful, and distasteful. Voters in Champaign County have another place to drop off their ballots next year. Champaign County Clerk and Recorder Aaron Ammons, with the help of the Champaign Park District, cut the ribbon Tuesday morning for a new ballot drop box at the Martin Center and the Champaign Fitness Center on the north side opened last year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vandeville Saturday, pleasant spell of weather continuing on for the day today. Changes ahead for the day tomorrow. A little more typical seasonal feel over the weekend. A pretty good rain system will come up here for early to mid next week. As a matter of fact, the second half of next week, a little hint of at least the feel of early winter across the area, but nothing worse than that. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild. Get out and enjoy it. Comes to an end for the day today relative to the mild weather of mid-November. 67, the forecast high, normal highs time of the year at 50. South wind on the increase at 12 to 24 and gusty. Mostly cloudy tonight. Little rain in spots well after midnight. Low down to 51. South wind for the day tomorrow. Much cooler. A little rain in the morning. Some afternoon sun and a high of 56 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Clearing off in 27 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast. Fair amount of sunshine. 51 Saturday. Sunday high 54. Widespread rains late Monday and Tuesday. Won't get out of the 40s for high temperatures by mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100. And then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another 100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept, GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're getting an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, normally Thursday is the 7:35 Central Standard Time, but today, because he's on the road with the President of the United States, cue the music. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is John Decker. He is live in San Francisco after a week of covering the President of the United States and the President of China, Xi. He is there. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thanks for having me on your show. Thanks for making time for me. The time difference is such, getting very little sleep out here. But I was at the president's press conference yesterday that took place about 25 miles south of San Francisco. Interesting setting, beautiful setting, actually. And the president touting two big deliverables. He spoke about the resumption of military-to-military communications between the U.S. and China, and also cutting the flow of fentanyl coming to the U.S., China, a big reason for that because of the manufacturer of all of those chemicals that are used to make fentanyl. So those are two things that the president says came out of his four-hour-long meeting with President Xi.
Did anybody say trust but verify? Hmm?
Yes. Joe Biden said that in reference to Xi Jinping. That is something, of course, that Ronald Reagan said in regards to Mikhail Gorbachev during the Cold War. And here you have a Democrat repeating a line used by Ronald Reagan in the 1980s.
Okay. Because, again, my knee jerk is, why would I trust this? I mean, again, they say I'm going to cut down on the chemical that makes fentanyl. Well, how about stop pushing it across my border? I mean, I thought we had plenty of proof that's happening coming from China. That's killing so many of our people here.
Well, it is. That's the reason why, you know, it was one of those top issues that President Biden wanted to bring up with President Xi, got a commitment from President Xi on that regard. And President Xi actually, when he makes commitments, I can think of one that he made last year at the last summit that he actually kept, according to our national security advisor. And that is he made the assurance, the commitment to President Biden that China would not supply any military weapons to Russia in their war against Ukraine. And the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, told me on Monday that indeed China has kept to that assurance. They've kept to that commitment. So, you know, you could argue on this commitment, let's see what happens, trust but verify. But that's a good start, at least,
hopefully,
it relates to what President Xi said.
I guess if that's the case, then maybe the fentanyl deaths could be down in a year. I mean, that's, I guess you...
I hope so. I mean, my gosh, it's such a big problem in many pockets throughout the country, and you know, it's one of those areas that it's impacting every segment of our society. It's not just, you know, one demographic group. It's impacting every demographic group in our country.
Okay, so when does it get awkward for the governor of California? Maybe stand over to the left. You're a little too close to President Xi. I mean, he and his wife are there. I know it's California. I know they cleaned up the city because it was embarrassing, but I mean, it's almost like Gavin. Dude, I don't, maybe 28? I don't think you're running right now. What's the point here? He went to China, tackled the kid playing basketball. What's the story on Gavin Newsom? Here, take my picture. I'm over here, right here. Hi.
Right. Look at me.
Well, look, in Gavin Newsom's defense, you know, it is California. He is essentially a co-host for so many events happening here associated with the APEC summit, so you can understand why he wants to get in photographs.
Sure.
He just met with President Xi in Beijing within the past month. They feel the connection to him. And he was the star of the show last night, you know, and you always want to be, you know, taking a picture with the star of the show. So I think that's the reason for what you're referring to in terms of what happened last night.
I just think I look at him as kind of a photobomb guy. Hey, could you get out of this one? Could you just move over just a little bit? And then they cleaned up the city. I suggested an hour ago that San Francisco would be the place to visit for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
And then it's back to what... So, I mean, have you noticed a discernible difference when you're around San Francisco right now, John?
I have. Yeah, the area around my hotel, there's a few country delegations that are staying in my hotel. The area around my hotel is one of the high-end areas in the city, and you can tell huge police presence, so at least I do. I feel comfortable doing live shots just right outside of the hotel. I was out there 3 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning, Stevie, and there's a lot of law enforcement presence where I am, but to your point, this is temporary. You know, the Apex Summit ends on Friday, and then it's back to normal. All the homeless and all the crime, and I was surprised when I haven't been to San Francisco in a few years, and I was surprised just that there were high-end retail stores, because, you know, I read about how Nordstrom moved out of San Francisco, but there are some high-end stores here that are staying here, and hopefully they can remain here. But it's so tough when you have issues related to theft and, you know, that and crime occurring in San Francisco on a regular basis.
You know, it's crazy. And you're sure they weren't facades, you know, like movie sets,
right?
like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, right? Exactly. because we were there in San Francisco right at the start of COVID, and we took a jog in San Francisco, and you had to watch your step, and it was just so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
I think they call them hot spots
or
something.
It's just
right?
Really, really unfortunate, because it's an unbelievable area cleaned up. It's just stunning. And of course, Diane told the story yesterday of roller skating in San Francisco.
Yes!
John, does that sound like a good idea?
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a terrible idea.
It was.
It's the silliest city in America.
I wiped out.
Yes,
I landed in a bush, and I was sprawled out everywhere right next to the San Francisco Zoo gate because I could not stop. I actually went through an intersection, and there was screeching brakes and all of
this
that.
Is scary.
Well, okay.
And then all these people gathered around and took my picture.
It would have been viral had
they
had that.
And I had a leaf between my teeth.
A leaf.
No. Oh, no.
So, John, now that you are leaving back, one quick other thing, because I think it's a great lesson in here. Here's John Decker. He's a big guy. He's big time. He's a big time guy. Yeah. He's always been big time. Steve discovered discovered you in a radio cubby.
Exactly.
But anyway, I never had a theme for a guy like this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so John Decker's a big time high elevator. So they fly to San Francisco, and their cameras and all their gear don't show up. And now, if the normal guy... That is the national correspondent, White House correspondent. He would probably object vociferously and be very upset. The guy made, you know, just lemonade out of lemonade. I mean, you did it with an iPhone, and I thought your report was as good. And I showed Diane, it's unbelievable quality in the way you just got it done, which is a great lesson in life, to just get it done. And stuff doesn't work out all the way you want it sometimes. You just have to do it.
Yeah, you got to go with the flow. That was unfortunate. Our equipment, which was supposed to go from Washington to San Francisco, actually had a tour of the country. It went from Washington to Detroit to Austin to Atlanta and then to San Francisco. How about that?
That's unbelievable.
But finally got it. We shot our first package out here on an iPhone, and it looked great.
It looked great.
I wanted to share that with you.
Was the person, like, holding it for you, or did you have a stand? How did
you
get it so still?
My cameraman, you know. But
he didn't have a camera.
Very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he's terrific, and I shared it also with the number 3 person at Great Television, and his response was, wow, that looks unbelievable. Why are we spending so much money on equipment?
The hundreds of thousands of dollars in gear, I would sell it all and give you 10% for finding out how we can do this thing, John. That's what
there
I
you
do.
Go.
Just a little bonus for the Australia Open for you, John. That's what we're going to do.
That's right.
Okay, like we appreciate it. Hope that you get a chance to rest when you get back home, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, looking forward to that. I'm going to watch a Georgetown men's soccer. They're the number 4 team in the NCAA tournament. So they have their second round match. My wife and I will go to that, and we'll see what they do. But aside from that, yes, recovering from, you know, it's going to be another day or so before I can think about just the sleep that I am desiring. But it's all good. It's a really interesting story, the president's meeting with President Xi in particular. You know, that doesn't happen every day. Second time they've met face-to-face, and I was at the first meeting. That was in Bali, Indonesia, in same time, November of last year.
Your report you sent me on the iPhone had a very 60 minutes feel. Thought it was very complete, very comprehensive.
Yeah.
If CBS ever hire a straight line journalist, I think you'd be a great candidate.
Yeah, me
anyway,
too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have
them,
you know, have their people call my people. We'll set that up.
There you go. Yeah. I'll do that.
My circle of friends is all about TikTok right now. Does that come up with the Chinese leader at all? Or what are you doing with the TikTok, John?
I don't know if that comes up. I mean, there is a discussion that took place as it relates to cybersecurity, so perhaps TikTok falls under that umbrella. You know, I would imagine it would, but you know, that's not something that we got a readout on.
Okay.
That's what we typically would get, you know, a specific readout, and I did not see anything about TikTok specifically.
It's also, if you've got an issue like gambling in America, you don't have to gamble. If you got a sickness, you get help. At TikTok, you don't have to be on TikTok.
I know.
It's not going to go viral. I want to make $1 million. Woo, woo. That's what we're doing.
That's right.
It's just crazy. John Decker, I'll let you go. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for being on with us. We'll look forward to our visit next Thursday, my friend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for carving out the time. Next Thursday, it is Thanksgiving. Have a great Thanksgiving, Stevie.
We will
have
talk to you in 2 weeks.
That's
two weeks.
Yes.
Thanks, John.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much, John Decker, live in San Francisco on the road with the president. 8:46, yeah, so we'll be off for the smoke show, Nathaniel's son, and John Decker next Thursday because we are not going to be here on Thanksgiving.
Programming note to self. Thank you so much
for
that.
Would not have remembered.
Exactly.
All right, let me get Luke Altmaier. That's kind of a big sports story.
It is, of course, Illinois facing Iowa at 2:30 on Saturday, and we were wondering who's going to get the tap.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words. You know, you work so hard for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you try to control what you can control, but obviously kind of had it in my head, you know, for a long time, and, you know, just really thankful that Coach B went with me. I'm very honored, very blessed, and hopefully I can, you know, fill my role, you know, in that position and, you know, be good for this team.
What's the first call you make? Like, who do you call to tell immediately?
Definitely my parents, you know, the people who have been with me through the whole journey, have seen the ups and downs, have seen moments where a lot of hard moments, a lot of adverse moments, and, you know, really helped me get through it. So, you know, I think they were just as excited as I was.
There's your starter, Luke Altmaier.
That's right.
2:30 Saturday.
Let's just support and go Illini.
Go Illini.
Speaking of support, over 11,500 fans yesterday in the 7th anniversary of the field trip day with tip-off yesterday at 11 a.m. It was the 4th highest, I think, in as far as the records go. 90 schools were represented as our Illinois women's basketball team beat St. Peter's by 70 points, 103-33.
Well, it was loud, and I think Teresa Grantz has all the other records because I remember they tried to pack the hall in the 90s against Purdue, and I think they were 14.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was pretty unbelievable.
So we'll head to D.C., and there's a tournament as we take on number 16 Notre Dame at noon on Saturday. So let's hope they can keep that momentum. But, boy, Notre Dame took down Northwestern like 110-52 or something last night. So they're real good.
Well, we're real good, darn it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Illinois volleyball beat Ohio State, and Raina Terry with 27 kills. She's phenomenal.
That's a lot, yeah.
So 15-12 on the season, 10-7. Next up will be Michigan when we host them in Huff Hall Saturday at 6. Orlando beats the Chicago Bulls 96-94. Iowa with 18 minutes and 5 points. Milwaukee's Bucks over Toronto 128-112. Johnny Newton on another few watch lists for various awards. He's phenomenal, and we're looking forward to him playing the full game then against Iowa.
You bet. Yep.
And then again at home Saturday the 25th, encouraging all our Illini fans to start to make arrangements for that Northwestern game. I don't know that they've tapped tip-off or the kickoff time for that.
Yeah.
But speaking of tip-off, we've got Oakland tomorrow at 7.
Oakland. Valparaiso.
Valparaiso.
Yep.
Thank you. We already
I don't
want to
play Oakland.
Oakland
again. I don't want to play that again.
And Roger Powell, known as the Rev back in the day, is going to be coaching them. It'll be great to have him back. But we need to beat the Valparaiso whatever.
Crusaders.
Crusaders.
Yes.
Nice.
Very nice campus. Very nice spot.
That's a great stop for him.
Not very far from here.
We have a couple of tickets in case you want to text in. Illini, I can navigate that at 359-2255. It's great to support our Illini right now.
All right, 10 till weather next.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. Enjoy the last vestiges of this mild November setup. It's back to reality beginning tomorrow and into the weekend, and signs of an even colder air mass building in behind a rain system for next week. In the meantime, partly cloudy, breezy, mild again for the day today, up to 67. That south wind on the increase of 12 to 24 and gusty. We'll bottom out tonight with a mild November night. A little rain after midnight, too low down to 51. Tomorrow, much cooler, a little rain in the morning, then a partly sunny afternoon with a high to about 56 degrees. Clearing off, much colder tomorrow night, more typical, low down to 27. Mostly sunny, cooler for the day on Saturday, up to 51. Partly cloudy, 54 on Sunday. They'll be probably close to 50, or at least upper 40s for football out in Iowa on Saturday. Then Monday into Tuesday, rain breaks out. Highs at 51 on Monday into the 40s. That's it for eyes on Tuesday. Wednesday and towards Thanksgiving Day, high temperatures barely to 40 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, save $5 on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella cheese, bacon, red onion, and BBQ sauce. All piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
So you were talking about that little girl, Reagan,
mm-hmm.
7-year-old, wows the Illini.
Front page of the newspaper. News Gazette. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, dang.
I mean,
7 years old.
She owned it.
Yeah.
I mean, up until the last note.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
So Brother Johnny, we've told the story of Johnny playing for Illinois. He played football and was there 4 years. And he was a scout team player and obviously didn't play much except one play. And it was right at the very end of the Bob Blackman career. Bob Blackman was fired that weekend. They beat Northwestern 48-6, and Johnny dressed. He dressed a number of times, but he got in the game and actually caught a pass. And it was from a quarterback whose only, I think, only completion in his career was to Johnny Khachaturian, mm-hmm. who gained 2 yards on a ball thrown up. He jumped, caught it. As Johnny likes to say, 11 angry Northwestern Wildcats tackled him mm-hmm. because it was 48-6, but they threw a pass to Johnny could catch one. Ray Picorni was that quarterback 50 years ago, and we found him. He's in Chicago. We're going to call him up tomorrow and have him on with Johnny and reminisce about the 70s and the Illini, if you're old enough to remember. It was a time when Bob Blackman was, a very good coach. I think he came from Dartmouth, a nice man. But it was back also in the day after Illinois football would practice from like 3:30 to 5:30, he'd go to Par 3. And on Route 45 between Kirby and Windsor now, Windsor wasn't there.
I know.
Windsor wasn't going toward Urbana anyway. It was a Windsor Road Country Road.
Right.
But there was a 3 18-hole par 3 and you played golf, and Bob Blackman would go out and play golf.
I love that.
Because that was like this football, and he was probably getting paid, you know, $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
He'd go play a little
just
golf.
Just a way to decompress, yeah. too. Yeah. Just hit a couple balls.
Maybe Bob was getting $40,000 back then. Lou Henson, when Ephraim Winters in the 80s, early 80s, when the Illini belonged, yep. to the Illini, Lou Henson was making $54,000 a year. So things have changed. Thank you, Diane. We'll be back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
We appreciate it. ESPN 93.5. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Thursday. Talk tomorrow. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse there in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford. Saturday, November 18th for one night only at the Virginia Theater. Come out to the red carpet world movie premiere of the family-friendly comedy Irresponsible, starring Keith Campton. Parts of the movie filmed right here in our town and features dozens of local actors. Come and meet all the stars of the movie and ask questions, get pictures, and free autographs. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Virginia Theater, November 18th. For more information, go to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
I've got it.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale for X Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale for X Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Frerichs Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Thank you for listening. The boys this afternoon with The Drive at 3 o'clock.